Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
My scouts were there.
They played a very good game against a very good team.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Well, I think we competed.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside
Benson Davis,
Colton Bailey.
And guys, we're here to recap the past week in Arabian sports. And of course, it is the springtime, so we'll start with baseball and softball, more specifically softball. They had many games this week. Me and Colton were on two of them calling their home games. Tell me about their last week, guys. It was a busy one.
Definitely, especially that LaPel game. Very long second inning, leading up to Pendleton Heights, losing by 1 point with the bases loaded with Dumovitz on that play to a strikeout.
Yeah, 15-3 final score. And at one point in the second inning, Pendleton was down 11 runs. So that final score, 15-13.
They tied it up.
Yeah, it
looks 13-13 and ahead of the seventh.
Incredible. It looks so much like a much closer game than it really was for, you know, the beginning of that game. So, like you said, tie, they came, crawled all the way back, and then to lose by two in heartbreaking fashion. That was a tough loss.
Yeah, they really let it bleed in that second inning. 11 runs scored for LaPel, and then Pendleton Heights comes back down 11-0, and they score seven, and then they kind of clawed back and forth till it was 13-13, and LaPel just got it done in crunch time for Pendleton Heights. Some stellar batting performances. I know Grace Fisher had three at-bats, two hits in that game. Some other, Aubrey Fox, 3-for-4, two runs. Aubrey Fox is, I believe, leading the team in batting average, have some great highlights for her. She's been taking the cover off the ball recently. And then, you know, into the Fishers game, she also hit the best for the team, where Pendleton Heights lost 11-6. On that one, Fishers just kind of outmaneuvered Pendleton Heights. The story of this week has been errors for them. They haven't really been able to play clean baseball. They say five errors in total in that Fishers game. So once they can clean it up, I think they can start winning a few of these games.
Absolutely. And you look at this Arabians batting team, only one strikeout for the entire game, which just shows this is a team that is willing to swing at the ball, and luckily against LaPel, they hit very well. Obviously, they went down 11 runs, but with all that momentum and only one strikeout, we're able to crawl back and, you know, almost come away with an in-county win.
Yeah, and, you know, they're gonna look back on these games, and you know, they're tough losses. Definitely Fishers. Fishers is, I believe, top six school in the state. They're 10-2 right now. But, you know, they were competing for a couple of innings. They scored, I think Fishers had two home runs, but outside of that, it was a very close game and tough losses for Pendleton Heights, definitely. But this week, they're set to play Anderson today at 5:30. So this coach show has already started when that game has happened. And then Delta at 6. After that, Wednesday, they'll play Carmel. And then Friday, they'll play at Brownsburg. And that's kind of a prequel to the Carmel tournament Saturday. So that Brownsburg game will kind of determine their seeding, and then Saturday they'll play two games at Carmel High School. So I believe a 7-game week in total. These girls are super active.
Yeah, once it come April and then May, this schedule gets packed. The Arabians going into this Anderson game, coming off of two straight losses, so hopefully looking to get a win and get some momentum as they head into, you know, three back-to-back games in 3 days, and then obviously the tournament.
Yeah, for Pendleton Heights, all of their losses this year came in pairs. They started the season 0-2, and then they won two straight. So when they win one, it comes in twos. When they lose one, it comes in twos. So they're due for a win if, you know, that keeps up here today away at Anderson. And then Delta at home, they'll play at home. Delta, we'll cover that game on Tuesday. And then we'll transition over here to the boys' side of things this week. They have played a lot of games as well. They have not. Complete opposite. They played one game, and that was at Covenant Christian, when they won 17-0.
First time according to our records, first time these two teams have played. And Pendleton High is coming away with a big confidence booster, 17-0, like you said. Makes it a 2-game win streak after that Hamilton Southeastern win. They've beaten HSC the past 3 years straight. And this Covenant Christian game, that was a big one, I think, for the Arabians' confidence. You know, a lot of their games have been low scoring. I mentioned the HSC game was 2-1. They scored one against Yorktown, beat Yorktown with one. So scoring 17 runs in one game, which is almost as many as they scored, you know, in all the previous games combined, this is totally a big confidence booster for the Arabians. And, you know, very exciting thing to see that, you know, for them, you know, you're wondering, are we struggling with the hitting side of things? And this game kind of proves that, hey, you know, we can hit the ball effectively.
Yeah, looking at the stats, Colin Axel Adams had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, a double, and a triple. Hudson Frank had himself 2 hits. Brant Gray had 2 as well. A lot of Liam Davis had 2 hits. Camden Saxon had 1 in his only 1 appearance. This team's hitting the ball. This is proof that they can do it. Again, they got to clean up some of the small things, just like the girls' side of things, and they're fine. Also, nice boys team sits at 5-3 right now, and this week they're set to play Shelbyville at Shelbyville, and then versus Shelbyville starting Tuesday and then Wednesday, and then they'll face Lawrence North at Lawrence North this week. So they've got 2 rough road trips, but some very good teams. Hopefully they can play out some clean baseball. And then Benson, you participate on the track side of things here in Pendleton Heights. How did their past week go?
Yes, we had 1 meet last week. It was last Friday. That would be the 17th. Yeah, April 17th. It was at Madison Grant, the county track and field meet is always held. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the Arabians had a good meet overall. Girls come away with a first place win. Believe their 2nd straight, probably more than that. The girls' side, excellent job there. Anya Zeller winning the 1632 and 800. Mm-hmm. Addie Stanley winning the Memorial Award there, awarded to 1 boy and 1 girl athlete that performs the best. And then on the boys' side of thing, great meet around, you know, unfortunately coming away with a very tight meet, losing to Anderson by only 2 points. 4x4 ended up winning there at the very end. Anderson dropped the baton, got 5th in the 4x4, thought there was a chance, but unfortunately wasn't enough. And yeah, 2-point loss coming after a win from last year. So Anderson hasn't won in a long time. They're super excited. So, you know, tough loss for the Arabians, but we'll get back there next year.
And that'll do it for this opening segment of the Coach's Show. Stay tuned. It's Liam Davis of the sports staff. Got the chance to sit down with head coach of the Arabian boys baseball team, Matt Vosburgh. So stay tuned for that interview here on the Arabian Sports Network Coach's Show. 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this segment of the ASINS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis, showing along me is Coach Vosburgh of the boys baseball team. How are you doing today, Coach?
Living the dream. How about you?
I'm doing very good as well. So go ahead and get into the questions here. Last week, pretty short week, only had 1 game. Was scheduled that we would have the Nick Mueller tournament, but unfortunately didn't get canceled because of weather. But only 1 game last week against Covenant Christian on Monday. You guys won that game 17-0. How did it feel going into that game and then going to win 17-0 on a pretty long road trip for the 1 game that week?
Yeah, Covenant Christian was it's a brand new pickup for us this year. We'd never played them, hadn't scheduled them before. You know, traditionally the Mueller tournament week spanned an entire week. You know, you'd play Tuesday, potentially Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. You know, it'd be 3 or 4 different days. And so with the dissolution of the traditional way in which the Mueller tournament had been run in terms of it being a full county tournament, we had some open dates this week that we were trying to fill. Covenant Christian has a strong schedule. You know, they play the Carmels of the world. They play the Bishop Chatards, some of those Indy Metro schools that are traditionally pretty strong. And so, you know, they seem to want challenged. They wanted to challenge themselves in a schedule, just same as we do. And so that seemed like a nice pickup. I think they ran into a situation this past Monday when we played them where they were either planning on saving some arms for conference or coming off a doubleheader on Saturday. You know, we were trying to keep one of our top arms on that early week schedule. So the stars kind of aligned. We kind of blitzed their opening pitcher in that first inning. The bats came out hot, ready to go. That was a nice build on a strong win that we had the Saturday prior against HSC, you know, a tight game, a 2-1 win that we were able to pull off. And then to keep the bats going on Monday when we came out and, you know, had a really strong first inning, we kind of took the wind out of their sails right away. And so, you know, and we continued to add. We added on another 5-run inning in that game as well against a different pitcher. You know, so we did it against a couple of different arms that Covenant threw at us. But it's always nice to have one of those just kind of like feel good games, especially after a tough, tight win in a game that if you overlook, you know, they've played very close to strong teams. You know, they only lost to Carmel by one. They lost to Brownsburg by two, beat Bishop Tatard. So, you know, Covenant Christian is going to be they're a strong team, you know, and their hitters looked like they knew what they were doing at the plate. You know, we had one of our top arms going against them, but right out the gate, you know, we had a hitter from Covenant Christian take Jackson Mayfield 10 pitches, you know, so it's a good for a 10 pitch at bat. So they're going to be a strong lineup. You can see why they've been successful this year, had some tight games, and they're going to be just fine. But I think we just caught them and we blitzed them right away and took the wins out of their sails. And that's what you want to do against teams.
Yeah. And going back to that game, we recorded 14 hits, multiple people with two hits, Jack Kiesling, Connex Adams, Hudson Frank, Brandt Gray, yours truly, Liam Davis. How does it feel knowing that earlier in the year, bats haven't been too hot, but then in this game, they come out hot? And how does it look in the rest of the year?
That was a nice, subtle shout out to yourself. That was solid. But no, you had a great game. A lot of guys had a great game that day. And you have to look at the way that the season is progressing to understand the dynamics of hitting and what we're trying to get out of our lineup. At the beginning of the year, obviously, you know, we've hit this a couple of times, but it's worth repeating that, you know, it's a brand new to varsity lineup for the most part, you know, and there's an acclimation period. It's very hard to go from a freshman to a sophomore on JV and then be asked to go up against varsity arms without having that, like, that acclimation period. And so at the beginning of the year, we are going to try to scratch and claw and push across runs. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see high hit totals. But we have had games where we've had 6 or 7 hits and that's a typical baseball, you know, hit total, you know? And so I don't want to sell our guys too short, you know, just because we have an explosive game like we had on Monday doesn't mean that that's the norm. It also doesn't mean that if we have a 2-hit game, that's the norm. That's just baseball. You know, you're going to have days where you have hot bats or your style of hitting is going to match a style of pitching that you're seeing and you feel comfortable at the plate. But I would venture to guess that tomorrow when we take on Aiden Smith at Shelbyville, our hit total is not going to be very strong because we're going up against a tough pitcher. And we know that as a staff going in, we know that, and our hitters are going to know that. They're going to know that they've got a scratch and claw. They got to, you know, build deep counts. They've got a bunt. They've got a small ball. They've got to shorten swings. They've just got to put balls in play. You know, we want to make them defend. We can't strike out 15 times tomorrow. You know, that's just not going to be a recipe for winning baseball. So the hit total, you know, they're going to come in waves. You know, it's a very streaky game. You know, guys are going to feel real comfortable at the plate and they're going to attack baseballs early because they're comfortable. If you go back to that Monday game against Covenant, we didn't get deep into counts. We attacked fastballs early because that was the style of pitching that we were seeing. We felt comfortable at the plate. We knew we could hit with what was being thrown at us. You know, against an Aiden Smith that we'll face tomorrow, who's a refined pitcher with 4 different pitches that he can go to in any given situation that can hit up mid to upper 90s on the right day. You know, you're going to have a guy like that. Now we've got to defend the plate a little bit more. We've got to see deeper counts. We can't let him get comfortable. We're going to have to do some things to mix up his timing. We're going to have to be annoying on the bases when we get on the bases. We want to get into his head a little bit. And that's the way you have to attack those types of pitchers. So, you know, the hit total is going to be coming in waves. But I feel confident now that our guys are starting to feel comfortable at the plate. I think we're starting to kind of hit a rhythm. And that's what you want ultimately, you know, a couple weeks into the season.
Yeah, and looking into Shelbyville, currently 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, beating New Pal 1-0. And then kind of shutting down Mount Vernon 9-2 and 7-4 in back-to-back days. Obviously, they're led by Aiden Smith. How is this pitching staff for Pelton Knights going to look to do damage defensively to try to limit the runs and limit the hard hit balls?
Well, Shelbyville hasn't faced a pitching staff like ours yet this year. The New Pal is always going to be a strong team. But if you look back to that game, that was a 1-0 game. We've been in a 1-0 game. We've been in a 2-1 game. You know, we've been in tight games where we've faced good pitching and we've come out on the other end because we've got good pitching and we've got good defense and we've got hitters that are going to compete at the plate. So I think Shelbyville hasn't faced a team like us with a dynamic and a mindset like ours yet. I think the comparable game there was the New Pal game, and that was just a tight early season game. In fact, if you look at that game, it was a one run in the first inning off of a New Pal error that allowed that one run to score. So, you know, if we're playing good defense, if our pitching is on as it has been this year, you know, I feel really, it's not even like I feel, I'm excited to finally get back on a baseball field. You know, when we had those two games on Saturday canceled, that might've been the most disappointed I've been all year. Just the fact that we didn't get to play baseball that day, you know, a tournament that I felt really good going into. I felt like we had a really good plan going into that tournament. And we hadn't played since Monday. And so now we're going to try to, you know, ramp it up in practice today to kind of get ready for a Shelbyville tomorrow, who's not going to take any, you know, there's not going to be any lost feelings from them. Like, oh, you haven't played in a week. Let's take it easy. Like, we've got to get out and get ready to play baseball against a high level competition. You know, they're having a great year. They've been in an upward trajectory for a couple of years now. You know, that Aiden Smith is a senior. He's not only getting it done on the mound, he's also getting it done on the plate. I think he's got 2 or 3 home runs already, including a grand slam against Mount Vernon. You know, he's going to be a hitter in that 2-hole, which is typically where he's hitting. That's going to, you know, be somebody we have to be very careful with as a staff. And, you know, we've got, you know, all the confidence in the world that our pitching staff is going to be able to hold that lineup that scored a few runs against Mount Vernon specifically in check over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and on Friday, you guys traveled to Lawrence North, who's also having a pretty good year, 5-2 on the year. They have 3 games before the game against Pendleton Heights. Kind of overseeing the Shelbyville game, how are you going to use the Shelbyville back-to-back games to kind of prep for this Lawrence North game?
Yeah, I don't think you really take 2 games and 2 prep for a 3rd game in the week. You know, we're trying to go win our 2 conference games, and then we're going to trust that our 3rd and 4th arms, you know, in our rotation are going to be better than Lawrence North's 3rd and 4th arms. And that's typically what's been the case over the last couple of years. You know, we lost to LN, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, but we've won at least 2 years in a row against LN based on the fact that our depth of pitching is better than a lot of other people's depth of pitching. Coach P puts in a ton of work with our pitchers in the offseason. I mean, we're throwing bullpens between 20 to 25 guys, maybe more some nights, because of the way that he's got things set up. And so that has really helped build the depth of our guys, not just at the varsity level. I mean, there's 9 guys that really right now we could throw out on any given day and say, hey, we got guys that can throw strikes. We've got guys that can go compete. And not only that, they're going to be able to compete against the upper level competition throughout the state. So because we have that depth of pitching, we feel like we're going to be in every single game, every single night. And as the season progresses and our pitching gets more comfortable and our hitters continue to get more comfortable, that's only going to exponentially grow in terms of our out-of-conference abilities to take ball games. And so, you know, hopefully the weather cooperates there towards the end of the week. They've got turf there at LN, so we feel good about being able to get any game in regardless of the weather. And so we're just excited to finally see a few more games this week compared to the previous week.
Well, unfortunately, that will be all the time that we have for you here. Coach, good luck on this week against Shelbyville and Lawrence North.
Appreciate it.
And we'll get you guys right back here to some more segments on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B, South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and here live calling in is head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team, Coach Davis. How you doing today?
Good. Busy day.
Good. All right. So, you know, coming off of a tough week last week, you stand currently at 4-6. Where's the team around? How are you guys feeling?
We're feeling good. You know, we're not where we want to be. But we, you know, we played Fishers, and Fishers two quality pitchers that we know we scored more runs on them than I think anybody scored on them in nine games. So we're starting to play better. We're hitting the ball really well. We just got to figure out how to stop some mistakes that we're having.
Yeah, and this week you've got quite the gauntlet, four midweek games plus the Carmel Invitational. How do you pace your team for go through a tough stretch and a tough week like you will?
Well, it's just going to take everybody we got. You know, with six games in 6 days, that's pretty tough. And we're already banged up. We're still waiting on the results from Morgan's MRI and Brindley Holden's a little banged up, and Avery broke her finger last week. So we're waiting for the results on how long she's going to be out. So, you know, it's going to take everybody on the remaining roster to get through this week.
So in your position now, what are your goals heading into a big week like this week? Are you trying to, you know, win that tournament? Are you trying to go over 500 on the week? Where's your mindset at?
Our mindset's just to get better every game. You know, get some playing time for, you know, everybody's going to get some playing time, especially the way we're hurt. So some people are going to get some opportunities that maybe not normally have as many opportunities and see how they perform to try to make us better for the end of the season.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a tough question to ask because you don't really get a choice. These games are scheduled. But would you prefer more of a break this week? Do you like this, you know, just go schedule? But it feels like you guys need a little bit of a breather.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's something the way the schedule was this year, because it seems like we're playing a little bit faster than we have in the past. I mean, we've always had five and six games in 1 week. But, you know, our season, you know, we're playing Memorial Day weekend for the sectional. And that doesn't seem like that happens very often. So I think there might be a little something in the calendar year that has pushed the schedule the way it is today.
Now tell me a little bit about this tournament that you're going to play in Carmel. A lot of really good teams there. What are your expectations to face those quality schools, and how do you think Pendleton Heights is going to fare?
Well, you know, I'm there to win it, you know. So this is the first time, actually, that the Carmel invite has been a winner-take-all. Normally it's just an invite where you play three games and you're done. But this year, they've cut back on the number of teams. I realize because there's only eight teams that's going to be there instead of the 12 that have been there in the past. And you know, we're playing Brownsburg. I think they're ranked in the top 15. And you got Lake Central, who we've already faced once this year. We'll play the winner of Lake Central and Noblesville. And I believe Noblesville is ranked in the top 10. Of course, Lake Central's number one. So, you know, my goal is to go in there and compete and to win. But, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, we stay focused on competing and see where we're at the end of the day. You know, it's going to be a good test for us.
Yeah, someone who has competed, Macy Hufford, your freshman, currently second on the team in batting average. This struck us out in particular. We didn't expect this. Was this something that you expected ahead of the season?
Yeah, I knew she was going to be something special. I could just tell by the presence that she carried and the way she carried herself, the maturity that she has. You know, she was going to grow up fast. Her bat speed, I noticed, you know, back when she was in the eighth grade coming to camp, how fast her bat speed was and pretty much thought that she could hit at this level this quickly, and so far she's proven me right. So hopefully she continues having a great year that she's having, and hopefully she'll get better.
Yeah, in the tough spot you guys are in, some players are banged up. You've got players like Aubrey Fox that are having a stellar year that she hasn't seen at the high school level. Are you leaning on players like freshman and Hufford or junior and Fox?
Well, you know, I'm leaning on who's performing. You know, that's kind of the way I like to coach, you know. I mean, I tried it too. You know, Aubrey had a great year last year. She was my most valuable player last year. And she's really continued where she left off last year. I mean, she's hitting the ball hard, even though I think she's hitting, 560 or 5-something. The balls that aren't getting base hits, she's hitting them real hard, line drives at people. So, you know, I'm really impressed with the way Aubrey's been swinging the bat so far this year.
And then finally for you, you're on the precipice of what could be your 300th win. You just need two more to knock yourself at 300. What would that mean for you? And you play two games at home, or you play a game at home in Delta. You win today at Anderson and Delta. You could get that here at home. What would that mean to you?
Oh, well, I think it'd mean a lot to have to get it at home. But, you know, that's not my goal. That's just something that, you know, when I get done and retire, you know, I'll look back on it and think about all the great players I had that was able to help me accomplish that 300 gold, that 300 wins. But it's not something I'm looking at, you know, that I'm forcing us to get. You know, it'll happen when it happens, and we'll go forward.
Well, thanks for joining me, Coach. I appreciate you joining.
All right, I appreciate you.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Colton Bailey, and I'm joined by
Rylan Montgomery.
He is a junior baseball player for Pelton Heights High School. Rylan, how's your day been?
It's been pretty good. Going pretty well throughout, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Let's open up some questions. How long have you been playing baseball, and what drew you into the sport originally?
I've been playing baseball since I was about 3, and just doing that my whole life, and I got into it just throughout my family. Just been going through seeing all my cousins play and all my friends, and just thought I'd join in.
What's your favorite part of the sport?
I really like the culture and just building friendship. Like, the amount of friends I made from this sport is insane. I've met people from different states and just areas, and just the culture you get from it and the lessons. Like, you learn how to be mentally strong and just a lot of characteristics that'll help you later in life, and how to like time management, and just it'll build you as a person the more you do it.
What about the culture do you like? Like, is it the food, the atmosphere?
I really like the atmosphere, and I like just having, it's almost like just having pressure on you and just being, having something to do, but also just being there. Like, having, like, for instance, this year, I am one of the few returning guys, and just having that on me, just, it feels good to have a team behind me, and just the culture is just, like, I'm able to pass it down and keep it going throughout the whole high school and whoever plays baseball.
What does it say would be the hardest part of the sport and the easiest?
Hardest is, I would definitely say, your head. It's a really tough mentally game, and you can ask anybody that plays a sport, it kills you. It's challenging, but this game finds ways to just chew you apart. You'll be playing the worst game of your life, and then the next day you could just have it, just everything switches.
What do you do to usually handle stress?
I like to either meditate before games and kind of just slow my heart rate down. I'll maybe do some yoga, just ways to slow your heart rate. Before a game, I'll go through old videos or just seeing good memories, just like videos of me hitting from a couple years ago, just to relive that. And just if you're struggling, the worst thing you can do is get back in your head. So you got to try to clear that. So you just got to find ways to feel good about yourself and have confidence.
What's the most memorable game that you like to watch?
I would say my most memorable game would be probably last year, the LaPel County final game. It was a late game. It started probably around 7:30, and it was electric. Stands were packed. There's more people than I've ever played in front of. It was a close game. We went 9 innings back and forth. Both teams just battling it out, and sadly, we didn't end up winning, but just feeling that atmosphere and just the way the game can really change and how inspirational and how involved this town is with the game just really, really clicked that night.
What's it like playing shortstop?
I really like it. Being the leader on the field really makes me feel good. Being able to just like pick teammates up or like just be there. Cause I mean, my shortstop, I'm there. I'm involved with everything. I mean, I'm cut or I'm getting the ball or I'm just telling my teammates, hey, you got this. Just, I got to let everyone know what they're doing. Just being a leader, just really, it really, really feels good. And it really feels like I'm really helping the team. And just, it's just a really fun position in general.
What's it really like being a leader in baseball? Like,
I think it's really important. I would say I'm one of the leaders on the team. But it's just like, it feels good to know that you have a team that, say I'm before a game, I'll hype everyone up, but then say I'm not playing very good. The team will back me up and they will, even if I'm not doing good, they'll be there for me. And I'm same thing with them. I'll always be there for them. And just having someone behind your back, just, it really feels good.
How do you study opponents for a big game?
I'll usually hop on Twitter or X and find the starting pitcher that we're facing, or just kind of go through their team, just to kind of see what I'll be facing. I just go through a couple of their main starters or just pitchers in general, see kind of what they throw, how hard they throw, what kind of pitches they have, just kind of seeing all that. Then I'll see like, hey, what's this guy like? For instance, my shortstop, since I'm playing short, I'll be like, hey, where's this batter usually go with the ball? Is he pole side? Is he usually away? So I kind of know where to shade, and I can share that information off with my teammates.
Nice. What does a practice routine normally look like for you?
I'll get to the field around 2:40, 2:45. I'll get dressed, and we'll go outside, and I'll take one of my teammates, and we'll go do our little pregame infield, which is really just hand work. We'll just work on some simple just hand-eye coordination with the baseball. Then we'll go stretch, we'll run, and we'll get throwing. And then we usually will do some defensive reps, some situational stuff. And then we usually go into our hitting portion, and that'll be another hour. And that's really, it's just really fun. I mean, as a team, we have good vibes. We really spark as a team. We have really good friendships, and we all get along, and practice is just really, really fun to be there. It's not like you hate being there. I mean, practice is a good time of the year to be going to.
What does he go see a mind doing, like a big play?
Usually I try to stay calm. Usually before the pitch, I kind of think like where I'm going with the ball, or like what needs to be happening, where I need to be. So usually when that big play comes, I'm usually ready, and I'm ready to know where I'm going. I'm usually pretty calm, and I know what I'm doing with the ball. But sometimes they'll catch you on your feet and you'll just have to react and play a game. I mean, you just got to be a ball player.
What's one milestone you hope to achieve this year?
This year I want to get junior all state and be a top player in the conference.
What stat matters the most to you and why does it matter?
I would definitely say hits or on base percentage, just because that really helps the team. Being on is a big portion. And just being there for the team. I mean, if I can get on, then my teammates can help and get around and get some runs in. And then hits, that just goes along with it. The more hits, the more you're on base.
What motivates you, like, in the middle of a game when, like, times are tough?
Just having my team. Like, when I think about, it's not a selfish game. You have to play for your team. So if I don't play a good game, if I'm not playing a good game, I just got to remember, nobody's here for me. They're here to see the team win. So you kind of got to put that in the back of your head and be like, all right, got to move on. We got to do this for the team. How am I going to help the team out in a certain way? Or how am I going to contribute, even if I'm not doing well? How can I help the team? Like, even if that's like just picking a teammate up or telling my teammates what they got to do or, you know, anything like that.
How has baseball helped you off the diamond?
Off the diamond, I've definitely gotten better with my time management. Just like if I have to be there on a certain time now, ever since I've started playing baseball for a couple of years, I've been able to get there like 15, 20 minutes early. Just that kind of stuff. And then also like really mentally, it's made me strong. Say like in school, if like I fail a test or something, I'll be like, okay, next one. There's always more tests to go to. Like, just that kind of mentality. Like, you know, it's in the past, got to move on. And there's always a better way. You can always get out of something that is bad or not going too well.
How do you balance, like, baseball and schoolwork?
So I have a study hall, and I have some, I usually get my work done, a lot of the work in there. And then, I might have one or two homework assignments for a class outside of baseball. But if it's just a practice night, I'll be home by, 5:45, 6 o'clock, which gives me plenty enough time to, get that done and have that. But if it's a game night, I really try to focus on getting it done in school. Throughout, just chip away at it throughout my classes. And hopefully if I don't have anything, that'll be nice. But if not, I'll just have to stay up late getting that done after the game.
What advice would you give to younger players?
I would say don't put too much pressure on yourselves and just have fun. I mean, you got a whole many years ahead of you of baseball, and you just got to enjoy it. That's a whole part of it. And You just got to have fun, make some friends, and not care too much. It's a carefree game. You just got to go out there, try your hardest, and just enjoy the experience because it goes fast.
Thank you. That's me all the time we have for this segment of the Arabian Sports Network. Coach Isso, I was Colton Malin. I was joined by
Riley Montgomery.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And see you all later.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group. Retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back for the closing segment of today's ASN Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside
Benson Davis,
Trevor Martin,
Colton Bailey.
And we're here to close this thing out. Guys, a lot of action on the baseball and softball side of things here. Midway through, almost late April, that is. So we'll start here on the softball side of things. We talked about the tough week they had. They went under 500 on the week, playing a top 10 school in the state in the Fishers Lady Tigers. In the lapel game, they gave up 11 runs, but were able to battle back and tie things against a tough county foe. So really, they're competing against these teams. They just haven't been able to pull out many consecutive wins in a row. And this week, they've got a good chance to do that, playing, I believe, 7 games.
Yeah, coming off of two tough losses and heading into, you know, kind of a gauntlet of a schedule. You've got 3 straight games in 3 days. So kind of a brutal schedule there. But like you said, good chance for the Arabian softball team to hopefully pick up a win here and end that losing streak.
And to pick up off you two, Benson, all those games except for tomorrow are all on the road. You got at Anderson tonight, at Carmel on Wednesday, and then they'll continue that weekend with a bunch of games, you know, at Carmel. I believe it's the Cherry Tree Softball Complex with that Carmel invite this weekend too. So those are, I believe, that one game Friday night against Brownsburg, then Saturday a couple of games as well. So really outside of tomorrow, at least it's your home conference game, which is an important one you want to get if you're the Lady Arabians. But the rest of the week, you got a gauntlet of a schedule. And yeah, Carmel, Brownsburg. Hopefully they can handle Anderson tonight. We'll see if they can get another win and get closer to 500. I know they're 2 games below right now. But yeah, that's a gauntlet of schedule like we've talked about. And hopefully they can pick up some wins, but they will have to come on the road, of course, with Anderson not being too far away. But then Carmel the rest of the week after tomorrow's game against Delta. So hopefully they can pick up a couple wins, get back to 500 by tomorrow night after they play Delta. And then we'll see what the rest of the week holds for them.
And the upsides for this team, they're currently undefeated in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, only having played 1 game versus Shelbyville, but that keeps them in second place. The win Tuesday over Delta, they would be 2-0. You know, just some highlights to look forward to. Currently, Coach Davis stands with 298 career wins. 2 wins in this 7-game week would put him at 300. So a good likelihood to do that. I mean, you've got Anderson today, Delta tomorrow. Carmel is, you know, This we call the schedule a gauntlet. When you play in that Carmel invite, you're going to play a team like Brownsburg, probably an Avon, but you know, big schools like that. So some of these wins are going to be tough, but hopefully at least they can win the early ones in the week, the Anderson, the Delta, get that 2-0 conference record, and hopefully those 300th win out of the way and keep rolling.
Right. I think it's just good motivation for the team to be able to do that. For Coach Davis, of course, I know he's not a guy who focuses on his personal accomplishments a lot. It takes the players. It takes being here for quite a while, as he would say, I know, to get to those 300 wins. But to get that mile mark, hopefully this week, like you said, Zion, by tomorrow night at home, too. That's kind of where you want to get it, of course. If that happens, you want it to happen, you know, on the field after a victory as well. So a lot of factors to think there for Coach Davis, but hopefully they can get those couple of wins, get back to 500, and then, yeah, just continue that gauntlet. I mean, we talked about Horseshoe Classic. It's always a tough tournament. They, you know, got fifth place in that tournament. I know they want to continue to do well coming up this week against those tough teams, like you said, Avon, Brownsburg, Carmel will all be there, the Carmel invite. So we'll see how they can handle that pressure and handle this upcoming weekend in a tough tournament atmosphere.
Aubrey Fox leads the team with 531 batting average. Macy Huffer, the freshman, behind her, 421. And then Allie Carlin, the sophomore, batting 400 in third. Also to mention, I mean, for this team, you've keeping a small rotation on the mound. For them, you know, trying to pull up the stats now, it's the youngster and Josie Statzer, Brindley Holden's getting some good minutes, as well as Macy Hufford, the freshman. We've seen all of those names, most of them reappearing multiple times in those LaPel and Fishers games we saw last week. Brindley Holden currently with a 7.83 ERA, one win, three losses. And she's been put in really tough spots, and a lot of these girls didn't start out the games that they're getting awarded losses from. It's just because they've been the one to hold consistent, and you know they enter a bad situation. So you feel bad for her with that 1-3 win loss record. Josie Statzer, 3-2, 4.74 ERA, 10 appearances so far. And then Macy Huffer, 0.84 ERA in her four appearances. But you know she hasn't been credited with a win or loss either, not staying in for very long, a total of 8 innings. Strikeout leader Josie Statzer's got 24, Brindley Holden has 7, and Macy Hufford, the freshman, has 6.
And I feel like you mentioned too, I know the games last week about how, you know, pitchers, like I think it was Statzer, started, then left to go out in the field and then came back to pitch. So sometimes you see that where I guess it's good to show that he can, you know, have a pitcher to start. And then, like, you know, we say in softball, there's not a pitch count. So you're able to come back into an atmosphere in a game where maybe you're trailing, maybe you're ahead, whatever the case may be. I know in that LaPel game, I think they had 3 different pitchers in one inning because they gave up 11 runs. The inning went quite a while, just not able to get a stop and get those 3 outs for sure. But I think it just goes to speak to the level of consistency this team has to be able to rely on couple pitchers to be able to come in situations where it's not ideal. You're down 11 runs at one point, but able to just get out of those innings and things like that. So I think the versatility of this team and the youth as well, with some of the, obviously Hufford, a freshman, stats with a sophomore, able to have that versatility on the team is what you want. I think is what Coach Davis can hopefully lead to success, maybe not right now, but by the end of the season into next year, I'll be able to use those girls to his advantage for sure.
Then we'll transition to baseball here, of course, for the Arabian boys baseball team. We mentioned their one game this week against Covenant Christian where they won 17-0 and showed they can get it done on the hitting side of things this week. They play 3 games, 2 being at Shelbyville and then 1 at home versus Shelbyville. So you've got that series Tuesday, Wednesday, and look for, you know, they haven't had a great chance at a conference sweep this year. Of course, you got the Newcastle one where the second one got rained down, and from what I'm showing is rescheduled for the end of the year, but no date TBA. I say that because it's weird. They throw it all the way at the bottom. Yeah. So I would be surprised if they play that game, but we'll have to wait and see. And then, of course, the Yorktown one, they split a tough loss to Yorktown at home. They beat them in away territory, just couldn't clinch it here at home. And then they look to do it against Shelbyville.
So one thing about that Shelbyville game is Shelbyville being undefeated this fall, also playing 2 less games than us as well. Definitely going to be a tough team with the undefeated record.
Yeah, 6-0, 3-0 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. That definitely brings some extra units into this matchup, I guess. Just an extra thing to think about because they're playing, undefeated. No one's laid out the model yet.
Ryan, Oh, no, you go, Benson. You're good.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Going into this game, you know, the team started 2-2, and since then they've won 3 of their last 4. So this is kind of I don't want to say red hot, but they've got some momentum here going into Shelbyville. I would be, you know, I wouldn't write this game off just because Shelbyville's undefeated. I think the Ravens, this will be a great Hoosier Heritage Conference matchup, and I'm excited to see how the game plays out.
Yeah, I agree with you, Benson. I think the thing, too, just to kind of wrap that up, is just think about Shelbyville's leaving the conference, too. I know we say that with a lot of opponents, but this is the last time I would think that the Arabians will be able to face Shelbyville. And it could become a non-conference matchup next year, but this could be the last time on the schedule that Shelbyville will be an HHC opponent. So for Pendleton Heights, like you said, Zion, trying to get the first sweep of the season in a traditional way, they beat Newcastle. And they're at one matchup against them. We'll see if that actually does get rescheduled or not. But again, yeah, the Golden Bears team, especially having to go there tomorrow, will be a tough game. And then obviously back here at home at Bill Stout Field on Wednesday evening for that matchup. So yeah, I think it's a chance to hopefully sweep, at least split. But you obviously want to go and try to give Shelbyville their first loss of the year tomorrow night in Shelbyville.
Yeah, and then taking a look here at the stats. Firstly, we'll start batting average. Liam Davis of the sports staff leads the team with a 375. Obviously, I'm not sure how many times he's reached the plate this year to bat. The player most consistently, Colin Axel Adams, third in the order, 318 batting average. On-base percentage, he leads the team with a 444. Caleb Rourke behind him with a 429 and tied for Jack Kiesling, a 429 as well. Brant Gray, 7 stolen bases. And ERA, Jackson Mayfield, still a 0 on the year. Hasn't allowed a run. Third in the state when you take account innings pitched as well with it. Exceptional baseball from the rubber from Jackson Mayfield.
Yeah, the Indiana Wesleyan commit playing very well. And another committed player that has been batting exceptionally for the Arabians, Colin Axel Adams, the Purdue commit, has all three of this of the Arabians' triples and is chasing that all-time triples record for the Arabians.
Last time we called the game was a while ago. He might have it.
Because wasn't he only one or two triples shy, Zion? I remember.
Yeah, he's got three on the year. So well, I think he's tied it right now.
Tied it, yeah. So one more. Hopefully you guys could see maybe history. If he can get one at home on Wednesday, we could see history happen, which would be really interesting. He gets triples, I feel like, too, just in baseball in general. They're so hard to get because you have to really get it out there. I mean, it's, you know, you want a home run, of course, if you're that close to getting it with a triple. But you, whether it's standing or sliding, either way, you can get a triple is impressive. So Colin Axel Adams, of course, has the speed. And he's only a junior, I believe, right? So it's like, you know, to committing to Purdue already. He's obviously shown at the D1 level, scouts and coaches, how good he can be. I know he'll have a successful college career, but we're thankful at Pendleton Heights to have him all of this year and all of next season as well to continue the run that he's had. And yeah, I think Zion, he could have that record hopefully and then maybe smash it if he just keeps those triples up like he has done so far this year.
Yeah, I believe with that, he is tied it or is one below. I don't have that website here with me, but if you search up ArabianBaseball.com and go to their career and records spot, you could find it on there. Also, you know, countering in his runs from this year and triples from this year, because he's on there for, you know, saves as well, too. He's all over that place. I mean, single season, he had 7 in 2025, which is second all time. He's currently got 3 with 2/3 of his season to go. So, you know, he could be giving that one a good run for its money, too. So we'll see.
About that Newcastle game, just got to be scheduled. We're recording this to the 25th at noon.
25th of what?
This month, April 25th at noon, Newcastle at Pendleton Heights. Just saw Arabian Athletics post that on X.
Okay.
Wow, breaking news, guys.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Colin, for breaking that. Yeah, news. I'm glad we saw that. So we, I mean, look, it's the end of the year now. I guess we'll have it, yeah, I guess, on Saturday. So that's
midweek matchup. Right.
Or I guess, yeah, Saturday, right? It's not a normal, I guess, slot, but I guess, yeah, it's probably the only time that it would have worked for both Pendleton Heights and Newcastle. So, all right.
That one will be here at home. But with that, that'll do it for the Coach's Show. Thanks for tuning in, whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole thing. We really appreciate it. Once finally, I've been Zion Palmieri, joined here with
Benson Davis,
Trevor Martin,
Colton Bailey.
And you're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.